9:41, 19 before 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Saints in London taking on the Vikings. But wait a minute. It's almost October. The weather's cooler outside. It's soon going to be NBA season for your New Orleans Pelicans. Joining us right now, Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief of the Bird Writes. How you doing, Ollie?
Oh, good morning, Tommy. I think it's a great day. The humidity broke, and the Pelicans are back in action.
Well, you don't know this, but we had an outstanding order here that until the dew point got below a certain level, you could not come back on.
You know what? I'll take it.
Yeah.
Because I was miserable.
Me too. You know,
it's
one of these, today, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but today is one of those days that you never thought we would have in the middle of August, right? You think it's never, ever going to turn cool, and it does. I saw a picture from the Pelicans' Twitter feed of Zion and C.J. McCollum talking, and you could see David Griffin leaning back in a chair in the other room. You see that picture or not? And he's just got this. He's got this look on his face of the cat that swallowed the canary. I don't know how else to put it, but it's a very self-satisfied grin, a look of approval. Talk about what he could be grinning about, Ollie.
Yeah, I think it's very symbolic of just how everybody feels right now. Zion Williamson, you know, his physique last year was not at all on point, and he didn't play a single game. And that was the biggest worry, biggest talking point surrounding this team. Now he comes into camp, yesterday's media day, looking as chiseled as I think we've ever seen him in an NBA uniform, going back to even his Duke days. And he said he's jumping higher. He's running faster than he ever has. He's making these moves now on the court, he says, that he's never felt before. So we're all dying to wait in anticipation. But like I said, David Griffin, and there were several staffers in that picture, there was media. Everybody's grinning, smiling, looking up at him. And it's just, like I said, it's symbolic of just how I think everybody now feels about moving forward with Zion now finally getting on that right page physically.
You know, it's a combination with Zion of losing weight and I guess his face because he was so young when he came here. You know, people morph from a boy into a man. Man, it's hard to look at him and C.J. McCollum and not get very, very excited. And I don't know if it's a new regimen he's on, but I'm hoping that Zion has seen the light given everything that he's been through. And this is just, he's just poised to explode. Do you get that feeling as well?
Absolutely. I think it's very reminiscent for me of Michael Jordan, where he played his rookie season, took the league by storm. Missed his second year with a broken foot, and people were wondering, is this maybe even the end of his career? Have we seen the best of him?
Mm-hmm.
No, in his third year, he rose to new heights. And I think we're going to see this kind of the same thing with Zion, because not only is he physically there, Tommy, he's there mentally. He said over this summer, he found like true resolve right within the game. He even told us something mentally shifted in me, and he's now understanding of everything that's required of him and to be prepared for an NBA season.
Tell me about C.J. McCollum's deal.
Love it, because the Pelicans, I feel like, could have asked for more money, but they paid less, even though it sounds like a lot of money, right? $64 million for just 2 years on a guy that's north of 30 years of age. But now the Pelicans have C.J. for a full next 4 years, and I think you need that type of leader on the team. And this isn't even going into what he brings to the Pelicans on the court, which is one of the best shooters in the league, has been for a long time, right? You need those proficient long-range shooters to open up the lanes for a guy like Zion, or somebody like Brandon Ingram, too. So CJ, both on and off the court, is exactly, I think, what this team was missing last year as that necessary ingredient, right? Taking that next step. So they got a veteran who just knows how to be a professional through and through. And I think all of the young guys have taken his advice and taken it and put it to good use over the summer, because not only was Zion working hard and we can see the results, I think every single person that we talked to yesterday showed the commitment of even watching video, something I'd never heard of before these guys doing. So they've taken all the steps showing that commitment to becoming an even better team than we saw last year.
What do you think starting five is going to look like?
It's going to be Jordy, or Tommy, the same as we saw last year, right? We know Brandon Ingram, C.J. McCollum, Herb Jones, and Jonas Valanciunas, of course, are the givens. Well, now Zion's back, so he's an easy plug-and-play for your fifth.
He's not going to have any kind of minute limitation on him or anything, huh? Is he? I mean, I think other than like a dormitory thing?
No, he's 16 months removed from last playing in a game. He's been restriction-free now for months. I don't expect anything of the sort. And from everybody I talk to, nobody's expecting for any kind of hindrances, setbacks to pop up.
How about Kyra Lewis Jr.? What's the latest on him?
Yeah, Kyra's the only one of the regular roster that is not going to be available to start the season. While he looks good, and everybody said that all of his speed, his athleticism is back, he's looking good in one-on-one workouts, he's still ways away from getting the five-on-five, right, running with the team, doing contact. So my guess is that he's probably going to take maybe half of the season to rehab, and then he's going to be brought along in Birmingham, right, with the G League squadron where he can work further on his game and getting back.
What are your expectations with the Pelicans this year and, I guess, in Western Conference? And
yeah, Tommy,
what would the ceiling be? What do you think?
Yeah, I was trying to stay level-headed about everything because it's hard to make a jump, right? Let's not forget, they won just 36 games last year, right? 36 and 46. So even just a 10-game improvement would be asking a lot. But then again, how many teams get to add a Zion Williamson that's, you know, looking better than he ever has? How many teams can say that now C.J. McCollum and Larry Nance, two integral pieces, will finally understand the playbook? I mean, we got a laugh yesterday out of these guys saying they didn't know what they were doing on half the plays, even in the playoffs. So now they're going to be fully integrated. Now the rookies aren't rookies. Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, Jose Alvarado. Now they know the referees. Now they just know the rigors of the league. So it seems like with the camaraderie that already exists, the talent that's there, and now they've added to that talent with Zion, and let's not forget Dyson Daniels. I think, honestly, the ceiling might be as high as a top four seed in the Western Conference if everything comes together and they avoid injury, because they're as talented as anybody. They love each other as much. And like I said, that commitment, they've spent all summer working as hard as any group I've ever seen in the past.
Wow. Trey Murphy, what's his role going to be?
He's going to serve as, I think, as that killer off the bench, right? A scorer. Every team needs that lethal scorer, and he's that guy. He loves to shoot, but more importantly, he's very good at it. And we saw that over the final month of the regular season and, of course, in the playoffs, in the play-in tournament. The Pelicans don't win that game against the Clippers where they were up big, then they trailed by double digits. He was the one that made that turnaround to make sure that they got into the playoffs. So I think Trey's going to play a lot of minutes on the wings. But, boy, he is tall. He's up to 6'10", weighs 215. So I think Willie's going to be able to play him anywhere from the three and maybe even some small ball five.
Larry Nance telling Zion, who wears number one, he's a one of one, and he has potential to be of one of one. And with that comes treating that Lamborghini of a body right. You've been given a Lamborghini. You don't put the cheapest gas in it. Zion gets that now, you think, huh?
Yeah, I think all the guys, Larry, CJ, Jonas Valanciunas, those vets, Garrett Temple, I shouldn't forget, they reached out to Zion. They talked to him a lot, and he talked with them, texted back and forth. So while he went through an eye-opening experience, right, where the media really jumped on last season, I think having his teammates there, and especially throughout the summer, really helped him, right, stay on focus. And I think that's going to continue. And I don't think we're ever going to see a slip-up again, because you need these type of guys on your roster, and they just really weren't there. And, of course, Zion wasn't around the team. I think that was the biggest thing that hurt last year.
How old was Zion when he came to the Pelicans? I'm trying to remember. 17, 18?
He was 18. He turned 19 before the first game.
And, you know, in terms of athletics, that's young. But in terms of maturity, it really is not. So I'm psyched. Are you? And what did you take away from Media Day? And how psyched should we be?
Yeah, like I said, usually you want to stay level-headed, because every Media Day, always excitement's running high, right? The start of a new season. But there's just something different in the air with this team. They are as focused as a championship team with most of the guys in their 30s. And that is incredibly rare. And that's what David Griffin, Trajan Langdon touched on. That these guys are playing and acting like well above and beyond their years. When you combine that, like I said, with the talent and with how much that these guys want to win, and we saw that. And now they've got a coach that they love in Willie Green, and he's no longer a first-year coach. So I just feel like it's all going to come together to where this team is really going to be in that playoff hunt all season. They're not going to start in the bottom of the cellar. They're not going to start off below 500. I think this team's going to be up there towards the top for most of the year.
It's hard not to be optimistic, man. I'm going to tell you what. Thank you, Ali. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely, Tommy.
Talk to you again soon.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, sir. Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief of The Bird, writes. We'll take a break, find out what Noel Norman's got planned for us when we come back here on WWL. I think Pelicans open against Brooklyn, don't they? We'll figure it out when we come back. WWL.